This is an executive summary of 721 exchange closing documents explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 721 exchange is documented through several important legal agreements that establish the terms of your transition into right ownership. Understanding these closing documents is essential, because they define what you receive, the op units, your rights as a partner, the protections for your deferred gain, the tax protection agreement, and your ability to convert units to shares, the registration rights. Because the 721 exchange is a significant, generally irreversible transaction, the documents matter, they govern your ownership for the long term, so reviewing them carefully, with your attorney, is important. This guide explains the main 721 exchange closing documents, the contribution agreement, tax protection agreement, partnership agreement, and registration rights agreement, what each does, why each matters, and how to review them. A 721 exchange involves several key documents, each governing a different aspect of the transaction and your resulting ownership. The main documents are the contribution agreement, affecting the contribution of your property for op units, the tax protection agreement, protecting your deferred gain, the partnership agreement, governing your rights as a partner, and often a registration rights agreement, governing your ability to convert units to shares and have them registered for sale. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.